News now.
WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. The former Archbishop of Washington has been defrocked by Pope Francis after he was found guilty of sexual crimes against minors and adults. Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, who served as Archbishop of Washington from 2001 to 2006, was found guilty of soliciting sex during confession and abuse of power. He will not be allowed to celebrate Mass or other sacraments. Correspondent John Allen says the move is extraordinary.
This is essentially the most significant penalty in church law that can be imposed upon a cleric. It's the Catholic equivalent of the death penalty.
McCarrick appealed the penalty, but that appeal was rejected. The allegations prompted the 88-year-old to resign from the College of Cardinals last July. A teenager charged with raping fellow members of the Damascus High School JV football team with a broomstick will have his case moved from adult to juvenile court. A judge made the ruling yesterday. The alleged hazing happened on Halloween Day in the school's locker room. The decision means 15-year-old Will Smith, who had been charged as an adult, will likely face probation instead of jail time and will not have a public criminal record if convicted. Three of his co-defendants may also have their cases moved to juvenile court. Some fighting back against the president's declaration of a national emergency yesterday to get a border wall.
The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee says there will be a hearing in the coming days on the declaration. In a letter to the White House, Gerald Nadler and other members of the panel expressed their alarm over the president's declaration and said members will investigate what he calls the serious constitutional and statutory issues that the declaration raises. Nadler is asking White House and Justice Department officials to appear at that hearing. The president's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border is viewed as an end run around Congress that would allow the president to build the border wall that Congress refused to fully fund. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
The man who opened fire at a manufacturing facility in Aurora, Illinois yesterday was fired after 15 years on the job. Police Chief Christian Zeman says he used a handgun.
Thus far in the investigation, we have confirmed that five employees were located deceased inside the building. We have also confirmed that one employee is being treated at an area hospital for non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. We are in the process of making notification to the victims' families and are unable to release any of their names.
Five police officers were also shot and injured. The suspect was shot and killed. If you're in the market for a new home appliance, now's the time to buy it. Maryland's waiving the 6% sales tax on most Energy Star appliances today through Monday.
That's a great savings for consumers. They also get utility discounts. They get store discounts. They get manufacturer's discounts. On a $1,000 appliance that's energy efficient, which most of them are now, we're talking $300-$400 in savings.
Comptroller Peter Francho says the discount applies to big items like washers and dryers, and even smaller ones like programmable thermostats. If you're driving through the Baltimore Harbor Tunnel this weekend, leave yourself some extra time. The southbound section closed last night and will remain closed through 4:30 Monday morning for construction.
We'll have two-way traffic operating in the northbound four, and that basically means that you'll have one lane in each direction in that northbound four.
John Sales with the Maryland Transportation Authority says if you want to avoid the traffic, you can take the I-695 Key Bridge or the I-95 Fort McHenry Tunnel. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
Sundays on WMAL, starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Purity Products. And at 6:30, Chris McKay returns. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Senior Solutions. Hear the Wise Investor at 9, the Underwriter's Corner at 11, Dr. Tom Rozelle live at noon, Right on Retirement at 1, the Del Walmsley Show at 2, Mortgage Radio at 3, and Real Estate Today at 7 on WMAL.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
It's 7:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Christine Eads in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
This morning, that accident in Chantilly traveling southbound on 28 is still there and blocking your southbound lane. So you're going to be squeezing by on the shoulder and heavy delays as you approach Frying Pan Road to get past that accident in Virginia on 28 southbound. Moving over to Maryland, water main work in Gaithersburg, 355 southbound at I-370 has all your lanes closed there, as well as in Wheaton, Amherst Avenue, both northbound and southbound between University Boulevard and Arcola Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, clearing, then becoming mostly sunny, a high near 43. Right now, 42 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At MGM National Harbor, take home the biggest cash prize of the year, but you better act fast. Play Cold Hard Cash now through March 1st for a chance to win $100,000 cash. The more you play, the more chances you have to win. Just swipe your M Life Rewards card and you could be the one shoveling cash this season. Every day is monumental at MGM National Harbor when you have another chance to win.
Person must be 21 and cannot be on the Maryland exclusion list. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.com or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh. Easy to learn, easy to use. Small business software tailored just for you. With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Demand for cybersecurity professionals in the D.C. region is more than six times the national average, and nearly 40% of cybersecurity jobs are unfilled. If you're interested in a career in this high-demand field, attend the University of Maryland, University College, and Montgomery College Decoding Your Cyber Career event. Learn from speakers like the former CIO of Merck and the co-founder of DataTribe. Witness a live hack, participate in a competitive cyber game, speak with education advisors, and hear from cyber grad Conrad Shand.
Because I got a degree from UMUC, I got promotions that helped me move up in the world and earn more for my family.
Coming from a Maryland community college, I was able to transfer about 70 credits, which helped me save a bunch of money and finish my degree faster than I expected.
Attend this career-changing event at the Montgomery College Germantown campus on Tuesday, February 19th from 3 to 7 p.m. Register today at umuc.edu/cyberevent. UMUC is certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Now, the Saturday morning update. AM 630.
You're listening to Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. It is President's Day weekend, and the President made some news on Friday. John Gizzi is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. He's here to put it in perspective for us. John, good morning.
Good morning. There were no surprises on Friday, except the President chose to make the announcement that the government would not close, and he was declaring a state of emergency in order to build the wall on the border with Mexico without congressional approval, something he would never get in the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives. Well, the President did this, and he proceeded to get his licks in about the media, and he even took a couple of questions there. The actual announcement, something he was going to do in his office by signing a few papers, was a relatively small part of his discourse in the Rose Garden. Now, as it turns out, this is a president who owned one government shutdown proudly. He does not want to own another, nor certainly do Republicans on Capitol Hill. That was a given. So he signed the one appropriations measure left that he wanted to include $5 billion for the border wall, and he did not get. So government is funded, case closed. Now, as he has long threatened to do, the process under a state of emergency of finding money from other sources to at least break ground on the building of the wall. The president did note this would not happen in the next few days or weeks. He almost certainly will be sued by governors of two of the four states in which construction would go on, California and New Mexico, and this would go through the courts and reach the Supreme Court. So we're talking about something that, if it passes constitutional muster, won't begin for many months now, maybe just in time for any presidential election.
Well, you mentioned constitutional muster, and there's been a lot of bluster as to whether his proclamation of a national emergency is constitutional or not. You've seen dozens of national emergencies declared by presidents. Is this one unconstitutional?
No, not at all. There was a law for the declaration of emergency on the books for decades, going back into the 20th century. Presidents often used it. President Harry Truman was going to use it to nationalize the steel industry at one point, but backed off completely. In addition, the Congress in 1976 promptly passed a new law for states of emergency. Presidents since then have declared emergencies 46 times. And this is usually in the case of natural disaster. Has it been in the case of doing something that Congress clearly doesn't want to do? No. But does that make it unconstitutional? Not at all. My guess is it will pass court muster, and then the president will move on, but as I said, not as quickly as he would like.
He got well over $1 billion in the funding measure after Nancy Pelosi had said he wouldn't get a dollar. Did Nancy Pelosi end up losing on this point?
Because Donald Trump made the issue of the wall his issue, members were just not going to allow him to have the funding for something that was almost mutually inclusive with candidate Trump. Now, this is for border security in general. That's a big area. It can include more border patrolmen. It can include helicopters and greater surveillance of the border. But it is not for a wall across the border. But then again, a wall could still be built. There are parts of barriers around the country. Cindy McCain, the senator's widow, points out that it would just need connecting between barriers in Arizona. My guess is that the president is going to have to make connections on barriers that are already there. Whether in the end it is with that big, beautiful door for people to come in legally, time will tell.
Aside from the wall debate, summarize the process between the Republicans and the Democrats and actually coming together on the other components of the budget.
Do you realize that we would not even be having this discussion and there would not be the kind of protracted sniping between both sides of Pennsylvania Avenue if there was no discussion about a wall and the proposed $5 billion for it? Everything else to fund the government was enacted with ease. I talked to Congressman Tom Cole, Republican of Oklahoma and a member of the Appropriations Committee, and he said that the funding for other departments and other agencies of government was done in record time with bipartisan agreement. I think of this in a very poignant way, because this week was the death of Congressman John Dingell, the longest-serving member of Congress in history. John Dingell worked well with Republicans and Democrats and was able to get a lot out of the Energy and Commerce Committee and a lot to benefit America's auto industry. He did this with compromise. He did this with working out differences and give and take, all reminding people, you may have the votes, but I've got the gavel as committee chairman. Now, John Dingell and his negotiating style and give and take, it would seem, would not be welcome in the increasingly partisan and fractured nature there. But in the case of the appropriations process, John Dingell and others like him, who believe in putting patriotism before partisanship, it exists. All was funded except one area of contention, and now that part has been resolved. Our government goes on.
Quarter after seven, Saturday morning update. A very interesting development in Latin American politics and how it affects us. That's next with John Gizzi. But first, a check of the traffic and weather. Christine Eads is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Continuing to deal with that accident, 28 southbound on McLaren Road in Chantilly, Virginia. All southbound lanes are closed, so you're squeezing by over on the shoulder, and you're going to be jammed up from before Frying Pan Road to get through that accident. Traveling 66 westbound at 123, your right lane and right shoulder are closed, traveling through there because of a disabled vehicle. Moving over to Gaithersburg, water main work continues 355 southbound at I-370. All lanes are closed in both directions. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll have some clouds around this morning. Sunshine this afternoon to 44 for today's high. Morning showers tomorrow, and we'll be up around 42 for the day on Sunday. Clouds on Monday, high 51. Cloudy Tuesday, high 42. And rain and snow. Could be rain or snow. Could be one or the other. And that's Wednesday's forecast with a high of 35. 39 right now in Washington, going to 44 today. 717 Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Saturday morning update continues. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi is with us. He's the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. You were at John Dingell's funeral along with a former president and a presidential candidate who you had a conversation with. What did Hillary Clinton have to say to you?
Well, Hillary Clinton took second stage to her husband, who gave a stirring and amusing eulogy of John Dingell. But when they came out, both Clintons were very accessible, and I asked her point blank, Madam Secretary, are you thinking of running again? And she said, oh, come on, I'm thinking about John Dingell, which is a nice Hillary Clinton-style way of saying, I'm not going to tell you.
John, freshman Congressman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar have certainly been making the headlines and I think raising some eyebrows among their Democratic colleagues as well as Republicans. Question mark. Typically, in my naive estimation, freshmen aren't usually so visible, and they kind of work their way up through the ranks and kind of play the game. But these two come out swinging. What does that mean for their political futures within their party?
Well, I have a feeling today, in the age of social media, cable television news, and gotcha journalism, people like the two individuals you mentioned are more adaptable than, say, they would be to another era. As the late Speaker Sam Rayburn once said, we've got workhorses and we've got show horses. Well, very clearly, with the attention both have received as freshmen, we're talking about two fine show horses here, stunning fillies for the race. And my guess is that when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a former bartender and intern to the late Ted Kennedy, someone who has been in office barely a month, is becoming a household word with an acronym not unlike FDR or JFK, this kind of self-promotion works on the media. Ditto for Ms. Omar, who has an exchange with Elliot Abrams, former Assistant Secretary of State. It gets ugly and mean, and even people who disliked Elliot Abrams for his support of the anti-communist Contras and his role in the Iran-Contra affair under Ronald Reagan come to his defense. Ambassador Nicholas Burns, a former State Department spokesman, said, whatever disagreement assignments they've had. Elliot Abrams was a public servant who served his country well and should be allowed to have a comfortable retirement. This borders on harassment on the part of Ms. Omar. And the question is, will Speaker Pelosi crack down on either of them? Will she make them work a little harder before showing? And will she try to push the old axiom that she herself followed, freshmen should be seen and not heard?
John, one quick note of significance in Latin American politics. There is a new president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, and he said something this week that I think is of note when it comes to Venezuela.
He certainly did. Remember, this is someone who beat the candidates of the two major parties that have dominated Salvadoran politics for a generation. And he's an independent. His views are vague, but one thing he made very clear, and it resonated in Washington, D.C., he promptly endorsed President Guaido, the young man who is the opposite number to the Marxist strongman in a fight the U.S. is locked in with young Mr. Guaido. That speaks volumes about the kind of person he'll be, a friend to his neighbor.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. As always, John, a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Looking forward to a nice weekend and possibility of snow coming. We'll see.
7:22, Saturday morning update, WMAL. Coming up, we'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. We've also got Cheryl Eckerson on the way. And the flip-flop on the McCabe claims about the 25th Amendment. That's coming up.
$2 six-piece chicken McNuggets are tender, juicy, made with 100% white meat, and making a big splash on the $1, $2, $3 menu. And for just a dollar, you can get any size soft drink, like a sweet tea, Hawaiian punch, or the one-of-a-kind flavor of a Dr. Pepper. So keep your favorites flowing right now at McDonald's, only on the $1, $2, $3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. For roofing contractors, January and February are the slowest time of the year. Maybe you're still recovering from the holidays, or maybe you're waiting on your taxes. Heck, maybe you just don't want to replace your roof while there's snow on the ground. But where does that leave us? Very slow. So here's what I'm going to do for you. Get a free estimate on your roof now instead of spring, and I'm going to give you our biggest discount of the year. Through February, save 60%. You heard it, 60% on all roofing materials. And, wait for it, 5 years interest-free financing. What? Interest-free till 2024? It's our super slow, pay less than half, way later sale. Call 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through February 28th, the super slow, less than half, way later sale.
Why are you checking your phone?
I'm so sorry. Let me just finish this up. There. I placed a trade for tomorrow morning. Boom.
Wow, I didn't know you did that.
Yeah, I've been taking classes at Online Trading Academy.
Really?
I was just feeling really stuck, you know, frustrated, trying to get ahead. They taught me some really great skills, and I'm loving it. They've taught me all these new strategies designed to produce income and grow my retirement savings.
It's Online Trading Academy?
They're a world leader in teaching people how to become traders and investors.
You think I can learn this?
I mean, of course. I was just glad I signed up for their free class to see if Online Trading Academy was right for me. They show you all kinds of different strategies you can learn to make money trading and investing and to adapt to the market, whether it's going up or down.
How do I get started?
Online Trading Academy invites you to their next free class. If you call 877-304-TRADE right now and register, they'll send you a free online video course so you can start learning right away. 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-TRADE. Or otaclass.com. 877-304-TRADE or otaclass.com.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they helped me. They calmed me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Big story swirling around about the supposed bombshell about the use of the 25th Amendment. Andrew McCabe talking with CBS. He's on 60 Minutes tomorrow night. Now, on Thursday morning, they took the first 10 minutes of CBS This Morning to gush over the Scott Pelley interview with Andrew McCabe. And I want to do this in a sequence that hopefully will clarify this for you, because McCabe's spokeswoman has come out basically walking back things that McCabe supposedly told Scott Pelley. So I want to read the statement, then I want you to hear Scott Pelley, and then you can form your own opinion. This is the statement from McCabe's spokeswoman, Melissa Schwartz. To clarify, at no time did Mr. McCabe participate in any extended discussions about the use of the 25th Amendment, nor is he aware of any such discussions. Well, that's pretty clear. But listen to how Scott Pelley portrayed the whole scenario Thursday morning.
There were meetings at the Justice Department in which it was discussed whether the vice president and a majority of the cabinet could be brought together to remove the president of the United States under the 25th Amendment. These were the 8 days from Comey's firing to the point that Robert Mueller was appointed special counsel. And the highest levels of American law enforcement were trying to figure out what to do with the president.
And I just want to put a finer point on that, because there has been reporting, but I don't believe there has been a source that went on the record to confirm that the 25th Amendment was discussed about removing the president. So McCabe is saying that that was discussed.
Absolutely. McCabe, Nora, as you point out, is the very first person involved in these meetings who has come out and spoken publicly.
That was the Thursday bombshell. I will read McCabe's spokeswoman's comment once again. To clarify, at no time did McCabe participate in any extended discussions about the use of the 25th Amendment, nor is he aware of any such discussions. Which is it? Why the walk back? We'll talk with Tony Schaefer right after the 7:30 news.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Hey, do you have plans on Sunday morning? If not, then plan to wake up with me, Eric Stewart of Long & Foster, at 8 a.m. for the Pointing You Home show. It's your number one local real estate news resource, and with over 30 years of experience, I've pretty much seen it all. During our time, I will take you through all of the questions you might have about buying and selling real estate, as well as important local DMV real estate news on selling or buying a home. To start learning today or to find out more, just Google the Eric Stewart Group right now.
Thank you very much for all you do.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
And thank you for personally inspiring me.
Well, that's good to hear.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Now entering the cage of doom, Algebra 2. Who
step up to his challenge?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Take on the tough classes now. You need them to prepare for college. Find out which classes you need at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. The former Archbishop of Washington is given the most serious penalty that can be imposed upon a cleric. Former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick has been defrocked by the Pope. It comes after he was found guilty of soliciting sex from minors and adults while hearing confession. Correspondent John Allen.
We should note that this comes just a couple of days before a keenly anticipated summit of presidents of national bishops' conferences from all over the world is going to begin here in Rome to try to get on top of the clerical sexual abuse scandals.
The Archbishop of Washington, where McCarrick served as Archbishop from 2001 to 2006, says in a statement, the penalty means McCarrick will not be allowed to do any priestly ministry and underscores the grave consequences of his actions. The holdup that stopped Virginia from processing individual income tax returns is over. Governor Ralph Northam signed legislation yesterday that conforms Virginia's tax laws to the Federal Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. The state can now start processing 2018 individual income tax returns. But don't expect to get your refund quickly. The state tax commissioner says they already have a significant backlog, so it will likely take longer to get that refund money in your pocket. In other tax news, you can save big if you want to buy home Energy Star appliances this weekend in Maryland.
For the President's Day weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, we are not going to charge a 6% sales tax on those items.
Comptroller Peter Francho says you may also get store and manufacturer discounts, saving you more money. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, and I have a feeling that retirement is on your mind. You're wondering if you've saved enough or whether your money is in the right places. You're wondering when will you be able to retire or will you be able to stay retired? And is your money sufficient so you can live in comfort and financial security for the rest of your life? You're wondering all this, but you really don't have to just wonder. You can resolve all these questions in your effort to enjoy a retirement that's everything you want it to be. And we can help. At Edelman Financial Engines, our clients are predominantly concerned about retirement, your financial security for your spouse, for your aging parents, for your children. And we can help you just like we've helped thousands of folks just like you for more than 30 years. So call us at Edelman Financial Engines at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. And don't wonder about your retirement because we're here to help you.
It's 7:33 WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Christine Eads in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Starting in Virginia in Chantilly, all southbound lanes on Virginia 28 and McLaren Road are shut down. The police are investigating this accident, so you're going to want to make alternate arrangements. Southbound 28 is shut down at McLaren Road. Disabled vehicle on 66 westbound at 123 has been moved over to the shoulder. All lanes are open and moving without delay. And in Gaithersburg, water main work, 355 southbound at 370 has all your lanes closed through there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, cloudy, then becoming gradually sunny with a high near 43. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 29. And tomorrow, mostly sunny. Then a chance of a wintry mix with a high near 39. Right now, 41 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned Ford, you need to visit my friends at Coles Parkway Ford in Woodbridge during their President's Day sales event. They're offering incredible discounts, and Ford Credit is offering 0% financing on select 2018s. See the dealer for complete details. President's Day savings have never been better at Coles Parkway Ford. You can buy a Ford anywhere, you know that, but Coles Parkway Ford is committed to your complete satisfaction. They've got four consecutive President's Awards. That's Ford Motor Company's most prestigious award. And now, exclusively for WMAL listeners, you'll get a $500 savings coupon toward the purchase of a new or used vehicle just for mentioning WMAL. $500 exclusively for WMAL listeners. Also, Coles Ford honors those who serve. Only at Coles Ford, they're going to double all eligible military and first responder incentives from Ford. Visit Coles Parkway Ford, located in Woodbridge, or online, COWLESFord.com. That's Coles with a W, Ford.com. Remember, if you buy a Ford anywhere else, you'll simply pay too much.
Hey, business owners. Does your Wi-Fi ever slow down because of your customers? Do downloads lag when they stream videos? Ever tried to finish payroll while clients hog up your bandwidth? Then make the switch to Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast. And we go beyond fast when you add Wi-Fi Pro, which lets you allocate how much bandwidth you give to customers and your business. So while customers are busy streaming, emailing, and chatting, your employees can still be productive. Wi-Fi Pro on the nation's largest gig speed network. A great experience for your customers and your business. Switch to Comcast Business now for an amazing deal. Get 75 megabit internet for just $49.95 a month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines. Wi-Fi Pro available for an additional charge. Switch before March 3rd and get a $300 prepaid card, too. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 3319. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Subject to change. Prepaid offerings 3319.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
7:36 Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, Acting President at the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, good morning.
Hey, Rick. Good morning. Good to be on. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, you've heard the controversy swirling around what McCabe supposedly told Scott Pelley. We played that clip just a few minutes before the news.
Right.
And I wanted to get your perspective on this. I mean, the spokeswoman saying, quote, statements about such conversations about the 25th Amendment, here's the quote, have been taken out of context and misrepresented. Now, who took it out of context? I mean, there were only two people on this, Pelley and McCabe.
Right. There's no daylight between what Pelley says and I think what is actually kind of McCabe has hinted at in a couple of the online short little snippet interviews. And the reality of what I believe we see regarding the factual evidence of the Russian narrative and the people around McCabe, Strzok, Page, and others participating in it. So, you know, my belief is, having studied this, and Rick, you and I have spoken in our pre-tape about one of the things I did in 2017 where I kind of walked through in March of 2017 what I believe we'd find regarding the conspiracy against the president. If you look at the facts of what we now see, McCabe appears to be, to use an X-Files metaphor, the smoking man, that he was indeed in the middle of this entire, whatever you want to call this 25th Amendment slash Russian narrative slash coup d'etat against the president. This is a very serious set of facts which have come forward. And the proof's going to be in the pudding. Whatever is in his book, whatever is in there, and whatever he says Sunday, and I don't believe CBS is going to walk back anything he's got on tape, he's going to have to live with. And I think McCabe's going to regret what I think is going to be in that interview on Sunday.
Well, it's interesting because in her statement, McCabe's spokeswoman's statement, the anecdote is not included in McCabe's forthcoming book, The Threat. And, you know, the lawyers obviously go through everything that's going to be in a book, but this is not in the book.
Right. Well, I know how people come after books from experience. Trust me on that. With that said, look, I tend to believe that there's going to be information which indicate that he, because of any number of his own egotistical reasons, and I think factual reasons, probably has stuff in the book that outlines his role in this whole thing. I mean, remember, Rick, he's appearing here. I think the interview Sunday with 60 Minutes, he wants to be the hero. And in this case, I think he's doing everything he can to rewrite history. What we're talking about here, let's just say it, is treason. This man was acting in a very deliberate manner, I would argue, from 2016 early on, probably towards late spring, early summer, on through the election and into the spring of 2017 to create a circumstance to support what they were calling the insurance plan. Now, remember, in the Strzok Page text, they talk about talking to Andy. That Andy is Andy McCabe, as far as I can tell, based on everything I've researched. And if that's the case, then this lays out, the factual information lays out a trail, a very strong trail to Andy McCabe being the guy who was trying from, you know, over this entire period to upend the candidacy and then the presidency of Donald Trump. And again, it's just, there's just no way to put a softer face on this. And if McCabe comes through and admits now that he was indeed trying to, you know, even anecdotally, I was just talking in concept. Those concepts have consequences, and I suspect that he's guilty of something.
Well, two quick notes, then. I sure. know we've got a lot of other things to catch.
Yeah.
First point would be that where was the evidence? What were they basing on removing the president from office? I mean, we've been 2 years into an investigation, Senate Intelligence Committee. There's no evidence of anything criminal that the president does. So how do you remove a president when there's no evidence of a crime? And number two, I want to point out, as NBC points out on their website, that McCabe was fired in March of 2018, a report from the inspector general concluding that he repeatedly lied when asked about the leak of information regarding the FBI's efforts to look into the finances of the Clinton Foundation in 2016. So right. His credibility obviously in question.
The former question first, he made stuff up. They were attempting from day one using Stephen Halper and other dangles to try to get the president and his folks to do something wrong. So it was an entrapment case, and it never worked. And then where they didn't have entrapment, they used the Steele dossier, and they lied about the origins of that. To the latter question regarding him being a liar, look, proof's in the pudding. This guy is all over the map, and I think that he's got an ego problem. I think he's clearly now got a legal problem. And he should be, based on what I've heard also that's come up in some of the conflicting testimony, he should be indicted for several violations of Title 18, felony level violations. So I don't think it's going to go well for McCabe.
All right, I want to turn to obviously a major story, and that is the final defeat of the ISIS caliphate and
right.
projections that it could be 100% defeated over this weekend. Assess the ISIS threat now. Is that 100% accurate, and what's next with ISIS?
Yeah, the caliphate itself, the ability for them to launch, inspire, or plan operations is pretty much gone. I mean, they're defeated. They're down to, I think, one village, and we got just a few dozen folks left we're after. With that said, there's still groups like Boko Haram and others who have pledged loyalty to them that we'll still have to deal with. But ISIS as an organization is, I think, far more defeated at this point than Al-Qaeda ever was. And I think it's good. Are we done with terror as a general threat? No, not at all. But clearly, Rick, I think we've seen over the past 2 years a great reduction in threat. Remember, we've not had any recently, the lone wolf or inspired attacks. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact we have been able to defeat ISIS, who had a very sophisticated media outlet. Now that they've been silenced, I think we're going very much in the right direction.
World leaders gathering in Poland on a security conference on Iran. What do you make as to what came out of the meeting? So many questions about, the U.S. relationship with its allies because of Trump. What did you get from how that meeting went?
Yeah, it was very clearly focused on the threats of Iran, and some of our allies in Europe, like Germany and France, didn't show up because they feel that we are acting in a way that is not balanced. They're concerned about other issues such as the Saudi Arabians. I'll note for our own audience here, Saudi Arabians aren't trying to do expeditionary operations to destabilize their neighbors around them. Iran is. Obviously, Yemen is the most direct example of that. But that's where, the Saudis are trying right now to reinstall the legitimate government as declared and sanctioned by the UN. And also, obviously, the Iranians are destabilizing Iraq and Syria as best they can. So this is no small issue. I think it was a good conference. Secretary of State Pompeo and Vice President Pence were there. And clearly, some of our European allies were there with us. I think it was a very positive conference, but, we've got to do more to examine the fact that the Iranians have never given up on their ambitions to create nuclear weapons. I'll use the plural on that. They want multiple because they want to be able to use them. And this has to be one of the key threats we continue to focus on within the Middle East.
2020 and elections right around the corner. You're involved in election security. I want to talk to you about that next. But first, a quick check of the traffic and weather. And Christine Eads is in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
Starting in Virginia, 28 southbound on McLaren Road, all lanes remain closed, and it will be closed for some time as police investigate this accident. So think of alternate routes because you're jammed before Frying Pan Road, and they're trying to squeeze you around on the shoulder, but it is delayed. Traveling on 66, only problems between Centerville and the Beltway are westbound at 123 with a disabled vehicle that's been moved over to the right shoulder, but you're getting through there without delays. Water main work, 355 southbound at I-370, all lanes closed in both directions. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We got morning clouds, afternoon sunshine, high 44 today, morning showers tomorrow, some lingering into the afternoon, high of 42 on Sunday, cloudy Monday, high 51, clouds Tuesday to 42, rain and or snow on Wednesday with a high only of 35. 40 degrees in Washington, going to 44, and it's 7:46 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
And we are talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. And, you know, with the digital age, we have election security. Big question, can it be hacked? Are the results accurate? And you were actually at a conference in Pennsylvania working on that project. What are you finding?
Well, yeah, I was up this past Monday testifying before the Joint Committee on Veterans Affairs and Emergency Preparedness to talk about this very issue, Rick. And within my testimony, I talked about the threat to the VREs, which are the digital machines. In Pennsylvania, for example, being a very critical swing state, all but 17 counties have the old-fashioned hackable, easily hackable because there's nothing built in to counter being hacked. The old, you know, the voting machines where you push the button and your vote is digitally recorded with no paper artifacts. So Virginia, where I live, has gone to best practices. They've switched over to these paper ballots, which allow for an artifact to be essentially audited, and later, if you have a recount, you have physical artifacts. The old machines, Rick, weren't designed with any sort of security measures involved. It was all about just trying to capture a vote as a zero or a one, essentially, and could be hacked. So that's just something that I'm working with the state of Pennsylvania and several other swing states, by the way. This is no small issue, and this is something that has to be fixed before 2020. People want to make sure that their vote that is cast is counted and is not manipulated after the fact.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, author of Operation Dark Heart. Tony, as always, thank you very much.
Eric, thank you.
You betcha. 7:47, Saturday morning update, WMAL.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
Has foot pain changed your lifestyle? Hi, I'm Jonathan Cotton, and I love long-distance running, yet a few years ago, the pain in my feet was debilitating. I tried new shoes and drugstore cushions with no results. Finally, I went to the Goodfeet store and found the answer, Personally Fit Arch Supports. They helped so much I ran my first marathon that year. Then, because I believed in the Goodfeet system so much, I bought the store. Come into the Goodfeet store today for your free personal fitting and test walk. The Goodfeet store is located in Rockville, Richmond, Newport News, and opening soon in Fairfax.
GoldIsABetterWay.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Saturday Morning Update on WMAL, and so many news stories this week. And to help put them in perspective, we're joined by Cheryl Atkinson. She hosts Full Measure. That's tomorrow morning at 10 on ABC7. And Cheryl, as always, great to get your read on so much that's happening.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first off, we've got the Russia probe atop the headlines with the Andrew McCabe 60 Minutes interview coming up tomorrow night. But before that, you've got a segment on Full Measure about who's pulling the strings in the Russia probe. What did you find?
Well, we're looking at what I call the other investigation. You know, we don't know what Mueller has. We keep saying that. But we have gotten a lot of public evidence over 2 years of a separate and, I think, very large scandal, which is alleged abuses by our intelligence community, surveillance abuses, not just in 2016, but over the course of the past 15-plus years, some would say even not just unethical but potentially criminal acts on the part of some people, which, again, some people think would explain why there was an effort apparently to go after President Trump and those associates, perhaps to keep him from poking around into these long-standing surveillance abuses by our intelligence community.
It's so hard because there's a lot of speculation and a lot of sources that, you know, you don't know whether to confirm them or not. But what was it that struck you about this that lends credibility?
Well, if you just piece together the evidence that's been put forth by congressional investigations and testimony, by the inspector general, by various sources, it paints a pretty clear picture of abuses dating back some time. And you can start to see when they referred to inside the intelligence agency insurance policies against Trump. It starts to look like things that look very much like an insurance policy were indeed executed. When you see alleged abuses of surveillance authority, not just used against Trump associates, but in the past, in the recent past, against other political figures, journalists, and U.S. citizens, this looks like a really major story. And this focus on what happened in 2016 is unearthing maybe the bigger part of the story we haven't paid enough attention to. And that's what my story is about on Sunday.
Well, you know, it's interesting. There are so many dots, but there's no real concerted effort to connect those dots.
Well, you're right about that. And I think we do a bit of that in our story tomorrow with the evidence that we have. I put together a timeline and talk about some of the facts, not speculation, just some of the facts that we have at hand.
With the Jesse Smollett story out of Chicago and questions about the attack, you have a very timely piece that you've written at thehill.com. The headline on it, Trump's no excuse for criminal acts or sloppy facts. And you give a number of examples of things that are blamed on Trump.
You know, we talk about violence that has increasingly seemed to be blamed on political figures who really have nothing to do with it, but on their ideology. On both sides, they will say perhaps the shooting of the Republican members of Congress by a Bernie Sanders supporter has something to do with Democrats. On the other hand, there was, for example, the murder by white supremacists of somebody at the Charlottesville rally and protest. So people say that was Trump's fault. What we need to do, I think, as journalists is, when there's temptation that someone blames something for somebody or says they were attacked, it's turned out to be the case in more than one instance that the alleged victim was staging something to make it look like they were attacked. We don't know the outcome of the Smollett case yet, but it made me think about instances in the past where both sides have had this happen, both sides on the political spectrum. And just because you hate Trump, or as journalists, we've decided he's uniquely dangerous, and some people have said that as journalists, doesn't give us the license, in my view, to jump to conclusions and declare that the initial thing we hear about an accusation is true. We've been burned too many times, and I think we have a responsibility to be careful about this. You can report things with proper attribution and proper skepticism on both sides until more information is known, and I just don't think we do that often enough.
You retweeted a tweet from John Brennan, and you got a lot of response on this on Twitter. I want to read the Brennan tweet and then get your read on it. Senate Intel Committee is doing good work, but it does not conduct criminal investigations. It is up to special counsel to charge those who criminally conspired with Russia. Don't conflate collusion, which occurred, with criminal conspiracy. Stay tuned. Those are the words of John Brennan on Twitter. And you had a response.
Well, I may not be that smart, but I'm also not that stupid. And I tried to diagram what he said, and it's just very unclear. I think he wants us to think he knows something, but you could either take his tweet to mean there's going to be some big criminal finding by Mueller, or you could take it to mean the exact opposite because it's so nebulous. But what strikes me is that we have the former head of the Director of National Intelligence and the head of the CIA out working the media and tweeting things about the President of the United States. These men were heading our intelligence agencies when President Trump was running for office, when these alleged surveillance abuses occurred, insurance policies were being developed. Now they're in private life, but they've taken a stand that really, I think, would have been unheard of 5 or 6 years ago. The top intelligence officials would go out in the public and be so criticizing and undermining the President of the United States in such personal and vitriolic terms. It really makes you wonder what they were willing to do and what they may have done when they were still holding that power inside government.
When you read the tweets and you see the texts of the communications between Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, and Andy being mentioned in there, and these were the top people at the FBI, it's just mind-boggling.
Well, I think what they wanted us to think initially when this information was drizzling out is, hey, a couple of people, a couple of comments, doesn't add up to much. But we now have enough looking back at the past 2.5 years. There's a pretty big body of evidence of really shocking behavior, shocking comments, and perhaps unethical or worse behavior going on inside our government agencies.
Cheryl Atkinson, host of Full Measure. You can catch the show tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock on ABC7. Her opinion piece is at thehill.com. Cheryl, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
And you too. 7:57, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
Will your children be ready to manage your assets after you're gone? Are there any strings you'd like to attach? Have you considered their spouses in your planning? This is Chase Hinderstein, co-host of the Wise Investor Show on WMAL. We help our clients with these and other financial questions, and we'd be happy to discuss how we can work with you. Give us a call. You'll like what you hear.
To reach Chase, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
I'm Melanie King, Manager of IT Projects and National Accounts for American Dairy Queen Corporation. We needed a website to satisfy our home office needs and provide our franchisees with a site for communication with the home office. It's difficult to find a company that works with both large and small businesses. Thankfully, we turned to AmericanEagle.com. After meeting with us, they determined our needs and the needs of our franchisees. Each one a small business. We now have an incredibly effective communication tool we love. It's mobile-friendly and allows us to manage and communicate national promotions, menu info, and a lot more. It meets all of our business needs. Just remember, when you get the urge for a blizzard or a fantastic burger, stop by your local Dairy Queen. If you're looking for a results-driven web solution that meets your needs, whether you're a small, medium-sized business or an iconic brand like Dairy Queen, call AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 703-WEBSITE. That's 703-WEBSITE, and take your business to new heights.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try to get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but it just doesn't work for everyone. Now there's a silent, mask-free sleep solution keeping couples together in the same room called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep solution that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner a quiet and restful night's sleep together. Inspire is the only FDA-approved sleep solution of its kind that's helping thousands of people like you finally experience their best sleep. A sleep solution for you is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com. InspireSleep.com.
Well, it's about the fastest 2 hours of my week. A number of things we didn't have time to get into this morning. That's a wrap for the Saturday Morning Update. Thank you very much for being with us. I'm Rick Fowler. Garden Sense follows the news next at 8 with Heather Curtis.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL,
a Cumulus station.